Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2258. Why outdoor workouts may be better for you. By Lisa Munro with BlueZones.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free, always with permission from the sites and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, on Wednesdays, I basically always provide a little bit of inspiration. Why? Well, I know that Wednesdays are the middle of the week for most of us. And sometimes it can be hard to get through those last couple of days of the week, so I figured a little inspiration may help. So with that, here's today's inspiration. Quote, "We're not meant to fit in. We're meant to stand out." Sarah Bon Branick. All right, now that we got that little boost of inspiration and are in the right frame of mind, let's get to today's post as we optimize your life. Why Outdoor Workouts May Be Better For You by Lisa Munro with BlueZones.com. Green exercise has become very popular in the past few years. Basically, it's any form of exercise performed outdoors, often with a group, while enjoying the natural scenery. From yoga sessions on the beach to pop-up Tai Chi classes in the town park, many localities and fitness centers around the country have moved exercise classes outdoors to promote social distancing and limit exposure to COVID-19. So green exercise surged during the pandemic, and the trend may permanently change the way we work out, even if exercising outdoors is not actually a new concept. Just think about it. For the majority of the time that humans have existed, most of our physical exercise has taken place outdoors in nature, whether hunting, farming, or migrating to new lands on foot. Even today, in the original blue zones where people live the longest, residents don't consciously think about working out. Instead, exercise is naturally built into their daily lives without a second thought. And as you might have already guessed, the majority of their exercise takes place outdoors, whether gardening, farming, walking, or riding a bike. In the original blue zones region of Ikaria, a tiny island in Greece, people naturally move while raising and tending their gardens or foraging for wild greens. In Nicoya, a peninsula in Costa Rica, where the number of centenarians is more than 3 times the world average, many residents farm and walk or ride horseback to get from place to place. The encouraging lesson we can learn from these longest-lived populations is that if we want to integrate more exercise into our own lives to be healthier, we can do it without any special tools or class registration. Is exercising outdoors really better for you? Yes, exercising outdoors is better for you because the benefits are twofold. You simultaneously get the health benefits of exercise while also enjoying the positive side effects of being outdoors in nature. Research, in fact, has shown that exercising outdoors can promote better mental health by improving positivity, self-esteem, and mood, and helping to reduce negative feelings of tension, anger, and depression. One study showed the biggest impacts were evident almost immediately within the first 5 minutes of green exercise. While more research is needed, there is evidence that green exercise may also have numerous physiological benefits. One Japanese study that looked at the benefits of forest bathing showed that being outdoors in forest environments resulted in lower pulse rates, lower blood pressure, and lower cortisol levels compared with city settings. The study also reinforces what other separate research has shown, that we as humans have a predisposed desire to connect with nature, including the plants and animals in the world around us. Time spent in nature was also touted as a way to combat the psychological effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. The healing power of sunlight. An important advantage to taking your workout outside is exposure to sunlight. While too much sun can cause skin damage, some sun exposure is actually good for us. Sunlight causes our brains to produce serotonin, and its ultraviolet B radiation prompts our body to make vitamin D. Vitamin D helps our bodies absorb calcium, phosphate, and magnesium, and is important for muscles, bones, and teeth. Those who don't get enough vitamin D are more susceptible to conditions such as osteoporosis, and in severe cases, the lack of vitamin D can cause rickets in children. Serotonin improves mood, promotes calmness, and can help us stay more focused. And serotonin is triggered by the sun, just like melatonin, which helps us sleep at night, is released in our brains by darkness. Besides boosting serotonin and vitamin D levels, sunlight helps to promote the healing of wounds and relieve skin conditions like psoriasis, eczema, and even acne, and may have uses in treating conditions that range from lupus to rheumatoid arthritis. Research has even shown that sunlight may reduce the risk of some kinds of cancer, including Hodgkin's lymphoma and ovarian, pancreatic, prostate, and colon cancers. How to get more green exercise. From bar and dance classes in Boston, curbside fitness with open-air studios in New York City, to beachside boxing and cycling in Santa Monica, fitness instructors and gyms across the country found creative ways to make exercising outdoors both challenging and fun. Though organized classes are a great way to be social and connect with your community, incorporating more green exercise into your life can be as simple as taking a short walk outdoors in your local park or around your neighborhood every day. Just find a time that fits into your schedule, whether that be mornings before work, during your lunch break, or in the evenings after dinner. If the weather where you live gets chilly, just add more layers. If you want to get even more benefits from your walk, invite along a friend or two to make it a time to socialize and catch up with your moai. One of the reasons outdoor pop-up classes are so popular is that they've helped to alleviate isolation during the pandemic and provided a safe outdoor environment for people to gather and be together. There are many other ways to get more exercise outdoors, from bike riding and kayaking to hiking and skiing. Or if you want something more structured, sign up for an outdoor exercise class through your local parks and rec department or fitness center. Whatever you do, don't forget to take a deep breath while you're outdoors, soak up some healthy sunlight, and remind yourself that what you're doing is good for you, and you're worth it. You just listened to the post titled, Why Outdoor Workouts May Be Better for You, by Lisa Monroe with BlueZones.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. If you've listened to this podcast for more than a couple of weeks, you probably already know that I'm a self-professed gym rat. I like the gym environment. I actually prefer that environment over exercising outdoors. And yes, I am aware that exercising outdoors is wonderful for the body. Hey, I do like some outdoor activities. Skiing, paddleboarding, I tried surfing again recently. But when it comes to structured exercise, the gym is my go-to. And if that's the case for you too, I get it. But I do want to talk about something else that today's author Lisa mentioned. In those areas around the world where people tend to live the longest, they often don't think about working out. movement is just part of the lifestyle. This was something I recently experienced. I spent some time in Italy. In fact, Sicily is one of those areas where people tend to live the longest. Now, here's what I noticed. At the end of every day, when I was in Italy, I was exhausted. I didn't go to the gym. In fact, I was staying in a rental home, and to get anywhere, I had to walk. There were no ride-sharing services, taxis were super expensive, and I was a bit hesitant to rent a bicycle or moped because the traffic was really stressful. So, I had to walk everywhere. If I wanted to buy groceries to stock up my fridge, I had to walk about a mile to get to the store, then shop, then walk a mile back, lugging my groceries the whole way. Dinner time, gotta walk to the restaurant, and back. Living in Southern California, here we use a car to go everywhere. So this was a huge adjustment for me. And again, every night I was exhausted from all the walking around. And here I thought I was in good shape. But all of this walking is natural for locals. They're used to it. It's part of their lifestyle. And no doubt, all of this movement and time outdoors, even though it's unplanned and unstructured, counts and likely helps them to live longer, happier, healthier lives. All right, that's another episode of OHD. Thank you so much for being here and listening every day. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow with another post and where your optimal life awaits.